listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Biden says the U.S. has killed Ayman al-Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda.
I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all.
Speaking tonight from the White House, Biden said the drone strike against al-Zawahiri took place in Kabul. A Texas militia member is being handed the most severe punishment yet in a case related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Guy Reffitt, an associate of the far-right group, the Three Percenters, was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison Monday for his role in the attack last year. The White House is cheering the first big shipment of grain from Ukraine after Russia relaxed a months-long blockade in the Black Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby accused Russia of weaponizing food in its ongoing war against Ukraine. California Governor Gavin Newsom will be phasing out gas-powered cars in the state, but taxing the rich isn't how he wants to fund the plan. Julie Ryan reports.
New cars sold in California must be electric by the year 2035, and a November ballot initiative wants to tax people earning over $2 million a year to finance zero-emission vehicle purchases and infrastructure. Newsom says it's fiscally irresponsible and puts the profits of a single corporation ahead of the welfare of the entire state. The corporation he's referring to is ride-hail company Lyft, who has spent $15 million to pass the initiative, also known as Proposition 30. The argument isn't over replacing gas for electric cars. It's over where the funding will come from. I'm Julie Ryan.
Former President Trump is giving his endorsement for Missouri's Republican Senate primary. In a statement from his campaign, Trump said Eric has his complete and total endorsement without specifying whether it's for former Governor Eric Greitens or Attorney General Eric Schmidt. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, self-made multimillionaire, and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley. You've heard Del and his team on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team on location in Anaheim, August 13th and 14th, for your Financial Freedom Seminar. Claim your seat now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Over the course of 16 hours, we take you step-by-step, A to Z, on how to successfully invest in both single-family and multifamily properties. This is a complete class, not one of those teaser seminars. It's designed to teach you everything you need to know to purchase single-family and multifamily investment properties using our roadmap on your own from day one. Our team of expert educators and mentors want to meet you for 2 days of life-changing education. Get your lifestyle now. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Sign up now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
This segment is sponsored by the Cala Mesa Event Center, and we thank them for their community support. The Cala Mesa Event Center, formerly the Cala Mesa Country Club, supports not only this radio station, but fun along with great memories in your future. They're ready for your special event. If you're looking for a sophisticated and friendly place to hold your special wedding, anniversary, birthday party, fundraiser, and more, then you need to contact the Cala Mesa Event Center. For a no-fuss, smooth event, contact Lori at 909-553-2619. That's 909-553-2619. Or Google Cala Mesa Event Center and get ready for fun.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with Chief Financial Officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website, www.xscbs.com, for more information.
This segment is sponsored by PressPrint, Southern California's best full-service union printer and mailhouse. They offer the lowest prices around with unmatched service and reliability and free delivery throughout SoCal. PressPrint can print anything from letterhead, business cards, and campaign literature to mailers of any size, lawn signs, banners, door hangers, or just about anything you might want. PressPrint promises to save money for you, your business, or your campaign. If you'd like to learn more, contact Mike Kroombrin at PressPrint 714-399-8708. Get the union bug.
KCAA.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Still nothing up to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Gotta take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. Until this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Show on KCAA NBC 106.5 FM, 102.3 FM, 10:50 AM. We will talk politics, culture, and history. Today we're going to speak with some food vendors, and we got the I Love San Bernardino food team in the house today. So before we get into all that speak with Prez Street and Chubsy Smashburgers, we're going to... on right here, man.
Basically, what we got to do is... mention our sponsors, Max Zaire and Zoe over there at Celebrities Bar and Grill on 40th. Now they got a good burger too. So, but I'm putting them on equal standing with Chubbsies. And you don't want to talk to Max because Max says he has the best tacos in San Bernardino, right? Yeah. but he's a really good guy. He really tries to help the community. He makes his spot available for a lot of people. And he's got some good drinks over there. And if you like virgin ones, I'll get me a daiquiri virgin over there and some margaritas. But he also puts tequila and rum in them, too, if you want. And he's got steaks and things like that. So if you head over to Max's spot on Celebrities on 40th and show him some respect and tell him that Robert sent you. And I also got to mention, of course, the Green Shack over on Highland Avenue. Manel and their team over there are awesome. And, they all make some good sandwiches here or there. And I'm sure they'll be involved in our competition coming up here. We'll have a grinder one or a meatball sub or something like that, right?
Yeah, definitely for sandwiches.
All right. Going into history, I was just going to talk a little bit about the 1901 San Bernardino Street Fair. It was like one of the first of formal street fairs that we had. It was over on 4th and East Street in that little area. It's kind of like the precursor to the Orange Show. And they had like a floral competition with little babies riding in carriages and like little carts and wagons. And they had them all decorated up. And then they had a more formal floral parade with horses and all this stuff. You know, this is the days before vehicles and stuff. So it was pretty primitive. But the Masons were there, of course, right? Like, whoa, the Masons were even there. They had a lot of setup and things like that. And I'm trying to find out if it rained or not, but we'll look into that later. But it was a cool event, and I'm going through all the different precursors of the Orange Show and the Orange Show to see if it rained. And a little bit of history about each of them, and who knows, maybe I'll do a little book on it in the future. We'll have to see about that. Before I forget to mention, I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend Amy, who's she's going to be singing soon with Lou Productions, doing a little bar event, and they're going to do some jazz singing. So I wanted to give her a shout out for that, because she can't be listening right now because she's practicing, getting ready for that. All right, we want to go through everybody. We got all kinds of guests here today. It's getting warm in here, but want to start out, say your name and what you're up to.
Jose Lopez. I'm working with Jason, Lola, and Robert Porter with the I Love San Bernardino Food Showcase. So we've been going around getting the votes for the burgers recently is what we did. And just helping out with Jason with his printing company lately. And here with you guys right now. So thanks for having me.
All right.
Go ahead, get on in there.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm from Wax Skateboard Company. I also do some community work in San Bernardino. And I'm also helping Rob Porter with the I Love San Bernardino Showcase.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, right ahead.
Hi, my name is Henry Perez. I run Family Street Food with my wife, and we sell tacos and try to do a lot of events for the community.
Hi, I'm Nina Perez. I'm the cook for IE Family Street Food. Pretty much, we try to get out there and try to do what we do best with our family.
My name is Victor Velasquez. I'm one of the founders for Chubsy Smash Burgers, just a local smash burger pop-up that just trying to get really established itself in the community of San Bernardino and just be here for the long run with them.
All right, and my name's Joseph Delphin. I'm that second part of the Chubsies, and just got my real estate too, so Joseph Delphin at Wynn Real Estate.
All right, good plug. All right, before we get into the street vending and all that stuff, Jason, could you please describe how'd you come up with this idea for the I Love San Bernardino Food Showcase, and what's your plans and what have you done so far?
Well, Robert, I'm a big foodie, as you know it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, like food too.
I always have the munchies.
It looks like you've got the munchies right now.
But what we were trying to do is pretty much to showcase a lot of the small businesses, because San Bernardino has a lot of very nice small business food vendors as well too, that are all littered throughout our community, but they don't get the significant recognition that I think some of them do deserve. Like you mentioned, Green Shack is like a staple in San Bernardino. Like, you can get your checks cashed, all of the different things over there. So I wanted to highlight those things and help you out with showcasing them to the people. So the first one we did was cheeseburgers, and Chubsy's won the first in San Bernardino for the best burger, and then George's came in second. I mean, not George's,
John's,
and then it was third place, I believe.
It was Chubsy's was first.
It was the
John's and Phil's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Phil's. Like they have good pastrami's there, right?
They
have
amazing pastrami's. But,
yeah, it's over on Third Street, team. You gotta try that.
Yeah. And so what we did was we got everybody's vote from I Love San Bernardino. We picked the top three, and then we had a secret judging panel go to these establishments during the weekday, unnoticed or anything like that, and all of them voted, and all six of them unanimously voted for Chubsy's. So, I mean, that tells you something right there, you know?
And you found out about Chubsy's from Jose here, right?
Yeah.
So how'd you discover Chubsy's?
Well, realistically, their promotion is really good. I found them completely through Instagram. And I noticed their local spot on the corner of Ian Marshall. It's really close to where I live.
Yeah.
So I was always like, man, why don't I go check this place out? I've been seeing it. Well, a couple of my friends go there. So I'm like, dude, I got to go check this out. First time I tried it, I literally messaged Jason because he loves In-N-Out. Messaged Jason instantly, and I was like, hey, don't hate me for this, but I got this burger spot, and it's better than In-N-Out. And he literally was like, hey, man, those are fighting words. Be easy with what you say, you know? Like, be easy with what you say, because In-N-Out's God, apparently, out here in California, you know? So I told him, like, nah, you just got to go try it. You know what I mean? I kept going at least once or twice a week, and I started just seeing what they have, adding stuff to my burger, customizing it, and then eventually we locked it into this one, like, okay, this is it right here. This is the one that I like. And I ended up just going and telling everybody about it. Like, dude, this place is the truth. You need to go try Chubsy's. put him onto it. About a week later, I get a text message. Jose, you're totally right. I declare Chubbsy's best burger. Like, so I was literally just trying to put everybody that I could, like, go check this place out. You know what I mean? Just trying to put everybody that I could to go over there with them. Once I got him onto it, and then he told you about it, the rest is kind of history, and then we put it on the page. So.
Yeah, and we've been putting it everywhere. Now, when it comes to the next thing, we're talking about doing pizza and tacos,
pizza
right?
Pizza and tacos. Well, it's gonna be pizza and tacos. Pizza first, we're gonna do because it's much more easier. We were gonna do Mexican food originally, but Mexican food as one category is just too big. So we're gonna break it down into American style tacos, which is the, you know, the hard shell ground beef ones, and then also the Mexican style ones, which is the soft corn.
You just want to eat two tacos, dude. Yeah, more like four or five or six. Yeah. And we're making sure Perez Street will be involved in this. Now, yeah. I just barely tried Perez Street last Thursday, and there is a reason why. Because every time I go to an event where Perez Street has, the line is so long that I was like, man, this is one shorter over here, right? But I always knew they had good stuff, so I'd sneak up there and take a picture, but I never got it. But man, I had some good tacos the other day. I mean, I got to go get another one, Amy. I got to go get another one. So I went down to get another one. They done sold out. So I was like, man.
Was it the media?
Yeah. It was. So they were done closed down. They're like, they're taking down the tent. They're like, man, we know. We got sold everything out. But so Jason, we're gonna do a pizza the next, or?
Yeah, it's gonna be pizza in San Bernardino, and just pretty much. If you want to nominate your favorite pizza spot or participate in any of the polls that we have. Just become a member on I Love San Bernardino.
Exclamation points
on Facebook as the Facebook group, and you can vote yourself or nominate a pizza place of your choice.
We got 46,000 members now, team. Wow, so you can join us. Have some fun. All right. Well, now we're gonna move on to Perez Street, and we got Henry here and his wife Nina, and. Tell us how you started. Like, what makes you want to sell food? And are you from San Bernardino?
Well, yes, we're from San Bernardino. The reason we got started, because 2 years ago the pandemic hit, and it was very hard on us. My wife had recently lost her job, and I got my hours cut. I was a daycare for the county. So we had nothing to do. I had $200, and I put it in. I mean, I always knew how to cook. It's just that she pushed me to do it as a business, yes. Which I didn't believe in myself. It took her to keep pushing me. So we started just simple candy and pupusas, I believe.
And churros.
And from there, we just had a lot of bad days. And she has she gets anxiety real bad.
Oh, me too, yeah.
So she did a video on TikTok. You know, we were out there from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. Nobody came. Nothing. So it was hot. It was during the summer. It was hot. And that video actually went viral. And people were trying to give us money, but we were not about that. We were like, come try our food. I don't want, they were saying, go do a GoFundMe. No, I don't want a GoFundMe. Yeah. And
come eat.
Come yes. eat my food. Come try our food.
Yes.
And from there, it just started.
We going. Started building.
Yeah.
And this was building. Like three. How many years ago?
When the pandemic first hit.
Yeah.
So
yeah, about three years. Yeah, three years.
Yeah.
What a great way to, you know, go through the pandemic. You're doing what you love too. I mean, yes. And building your own business. You turn something bad into something good.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially having 7 kids. We have no choice. We have to, right?
And all 7 kids are here. I want to give them all a shout-out right here. Can you go through their names real quick? Give them a quick shout-out.
Yeah, we'll start from the oldest, Cassandra Perez. Then I got my oldest son, Miguel Garcia. Then I have Absidy, and that's a unique name, A-B-C-D-E, Absidy.
Okay.
Garcia. Then I have Kayla Garcia. Then I have Manuel Perez.
Bella Perez
and Jordan Perez.
Well, you definitely have a big family, and that's actually awesome. And it's a great way to, if, you know, you got to make food anyways, right?
So yeah.
You
know,
might as well sell it too. If you, you have to make that much, you might as well make, you know, it's easier to make a lot of food than it is to make a little bit, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then definitely. With the birria, it was just came because I had made birria for my family. And my sister had recently went to Fontana and tried a birria spot that they were like, oh, my God, it's the best. I wasn't trying to get into the birria business. I just made birria for the family. She tried it. She was like, hey, you can sell this. Make tacos. I'm like, what do you mean make tacos? What is this? I guess it was a new thing that people were buying birria tacos. I didn't know about.
I had my first three, and they didn't last that long. I can tell you.
So that's how the birria came into our business, and it just been taking off ever since.
That's awesome. So Chubbsy's, how'd you get started? And you guys from San Bernardino, or?
Yep.
So go ahead and speak into the mic there.
Well, actually, same as like our building, we actually both worked at a warehouse together. We've been friends since we were young, and the building, I don't know if you guys remember the warehouse that burned down here in Redlands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was our warehouse that burned down. We were there when the day, I was there the day it burned down.
You mean the oxbow pile that's up there at the end
that
of
that used
Palm?
To be, yeah.
Yeah,
right by the
San Bernardino, the whole, yeah, that's crazy.
The one right there by the, what is it, the old Pharaoh's Lost Kingdom behind it?
Yeah.
So I was there the day of the fire, and then we lost our jobs pretty much. So after that, we were, what do we do? I said, you know what? Everybody's selling tacos. But we're like, well, let's sell burgers. No one was selling burgers. So we started selling burgers, just really just being out there every night and just constantly being at the same spot, just trying to really continue. And thanks to people like Perez that really gave us a lot of support and giving us, helping us get our permits and all that together. And Jason with I Love San Bernardino, we've been able to grow. And his team of Jose, you guys have been super helpful and supportive, helping us grow as much as we can. And thanks to the community, really, that
and they're good
they love
burgers.
The food and love the burgers.
I'm like, we really try. I'm an In-N-Out person. I tried this.
I like In-N-Out. I like Baker's, but like Smash Burgers, man, I could eat two of those beans. Barely, but I can do it.
Thank
you. I still know what he puts in mind, so I every time I go, like, hey, make it the way you would.
Make the usual.
Jalapeno, bacon, the cheese, and oh, my God.
Extra sauce.
Extra sauce.
Everybody has a custom order. We made a custom burger for my boy over here, Sleazy, we call it, and it's super popular, and it has a crazy amount of things in it. But it's the people love it. The people love it.
So, dude, how'd you come up with the smash burger concept?
Well, as you know, frozen patties got like their own little rubbery taste, and fresh ground halal beef has its own taste, and you can kind of see it when you smash it. And we did start with frozen patties, and we could tell the difference. They don't taste good. So when we switched to fresh ground halal beef, a lot more lean, and for this guy the smash gets a little bit more crispy, more
so who flavor. Came up with the actual smashing,
the smashing part?
We started with frozen patties, like you said. Yeah. Really, we started a burger stand with frozen patties, thinking, hey, but they took forever to cook, 10 minutes for each burger, 15 minutes. And then one day I went to LA and I visited a spot where they were selling burgers, and it was starting to become really popular, and they were selling smash burgers there. And I really didn't even know what a smash burger was at the time.
Neither did I until I had yours.
I was like, what's a smash burger? So when I went, I seen it. They were knocking out burgers in 2-3 minutes. I was like, that's the goal right there. That's how we got to do
it. Yeah, so they cook faster when they're small like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. They cook faster, they crisp up, and they give it more flavor, and people were going nuts in like the LA County area over these burgers. So I seen really nobody was doing it out here in that San Bernardino area. So I said,
are you putting
it
down for the
Dino? I say, hey, San Bernardino needs this out here.
Yeah.
We need better burgers.
We had McDonald's start here.
That's
and,
right.
You know, like, but there is, even these fast foods are like, you know, staples now and everything. And probably something not as healthy as others. Like they do have some concepts in them that are good. Like the assembly line type of atmosphere does work in keeping things, your product the same way.
So there is things to learn from those big businesses, but there's also things to learn from the small businesses, right?
How's that?
Yeah, because it gets, you got real good beef. You know, you're not buying from some farm or million cows coming from it or whatever. So,
and all our beef is 90-10, so it's all lean.
It's all good stuff.
A lot of people really enjoy that part.
So this is an awesome way to start the show, explaining exactly kind of how you started and everything. But did you all start with there's a big deal right now because there was a problem up off of Highland where they sell all the food vending right where you get out from Salmon Well and come on down.
Yeah.
So like there's a spot over there where like it just lines up with taco vendors and something. And what happens is, certain businesses in that area and locals that just don't like the fact that there's street vending going on are squeaky wheels. And they squeak, and they squeak at the people that do these things, like the council members. Like, they don't want to be complained at all the time. And, of course, if you're a business and you've paid for a permit, and you pay for insurance, and you pay brick and mortar, you pay all these things, and you have someone out there who's not doing that, and they consider that stealing their customers or unfair playing field. It'd be like having a baseball game, but one team's got a heavier bat than the other, right? Or something like that. It's just, you got to play by the same rules. So then the council members hear this stuff, and the mayor hears this stuff, and the police hear these things, and I hear these things get complained at me, especially in neighborhood association meetings. And the only recourse is to go out there with code enforcement and shut them down. Now that kind of sucks that that's the only thing they can do. There's got to be other ways to help doing these things, but the main way to help is what? Go legit. So yes. could you tell me how you started out and went legit? What did you have to do?
Well,
pretty much you were arrested. We went through all that stuff. A lot of people see it. Oh, you got permits. You don't know what it's like. We do know what it's like. We went through that struggle before getting all the permits we have today. So pretty much.
So tell an example of something that might have happened.
Cops coming to us, throwing our food away. Pretty much.
So do they come with like away. A thermometer and like?
Oh yeah. They come with everything. They throw every book at you, and it becomes to get to a point where it's taking money out of us too, you know? And sometimes we can't put that back, you know? Us, that we have a big family, that's hard to even get that back. And when we came down to it, you know what? I said, you know what? I can't no more. Let me do things the right way. So I went ahead and got my permit. I got my permit to sell. We got insurance. So if they ever came to do anything to our stuff or throw our stuff, we have insurance. Now for our stuff, we can have that back. And it's just more about asking questions. If you would ask the right questions, they're going to lead you to the right people. And that's what I did. You know, and it seems hard. It's a lot of money you're going to throw, but a lot of money you're going to get back. It's always going to be possible.
Did you call an insurance company?
Yes.
Do you mind asking how much does it cost for insurance?
I paid $600. For the insurance, but I don't have to pay anymore. You just pay that one fee and you're good. You're covered. So if anything ever happens, you know, you never know. Being in a business, a food business, anybody can get sick. Anything can happen at that moment. You never know what could happen. You always have to be safe. So that's always going to help you with anything that's going to come at you. So you want to have that for emergency in case if anything ever goes down.
What about the business license? Where did you get that?
Business license, we went to the city hall.
Yeah.
City hall? At the top of the parking structure.
Correct.
And walked in there. And
yes. So pretty much you're just going to go in there and just inform them what you want, what you are, and what you do. And then they'll guide you through everything else you have going on. And pretty much you just pay the fee. And it's every year. It's yearly. So you do have to pay
that. What were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say, it's not easy either.
No.
When you go to the city hall and ask for the health department permit, sometimes they tell you to go away.
Yes.
That's the hard part. Because then what? You're just like, well, so how are we going to do it? Luckily for us, we were going to be part of the art walk. And that gave her an opportunity to go in there like, hey, we're going to do the art walk. So now, okay, you're going to do the artwork. We'll give you a permit. Do you want one for a week, or do you want for a day, or for the whole year? And we said the whole year.
The whole year.
So.
And we talked about that in our commission meeting today for the Arts and Historical Preservation Commission, is that the option to do it for a year actually opens up a lot of doors. So you'll get the opportunity to be invited to the rest of the city events that come on down the way. And, you know, hopefully you guys are making a lot of money at these, but sometimes even the city events, you're like, whoa, there's not that many people here. Mm-hmm. So that's where I come in. I try to put out the word for, you know, on you know, Instagram and out of San Bernardino or Facebook and stuff. But it's hard to make it that way, too, but at least you have the option and it opens doors. Now, I'm not saying that's right. I mean, there shouldn't be favoritism just because you're doing a city event. And in fact, that's something that we should look into.
Well, right? Yeah, and that was exactly what I was trying to say, because if you're not doing an event for, like, the city, I believe that they don't want to give you a license or the permit, I mean.
Yeah.
So with that being said, it was hard for us to even get in until we got to the art walk. And they were like, okay, now they want to give it to us. But see, for other vendors, that you're not going to walk in, oh, yeah, I want to sell food right here in Highland next to the casino, because, you know, they're not going to give you that.
Mm-hmm. You know, especially if you don't have, like, a three-piece sink. You have to always make sure you have that around you, or even have a net around your tent. So even if they even came towards you,
for
or
the
anything.
For the moles, huh?
Yeah.
And the flies are hungry over there.
Yeah. Especially when it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I got mugged by the flies over there the other day, man. I was eating some Joby's tacos, and, like, me and my girl, like, sitting in the grass there, and, like, these flies, you wave them away, and then they just land on your finger. They're like, hey, you ain't waving me away from here. So I, like, got to walk around and everything. So, like, it's good to have these things like nets, a sink to wash your hands, a way to keep things cold, right? So, like, is that, like, an ice box?
Or? An ice chest, yes.
Yeah,
honestly, they don't ask for too much.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Thanks to Perez, like, really... Because when we started, we really didn't know much about permits. We really didn't even know what we had to do. And thanks to Press for guiding us to, like, hey, these are the permits.
Man, you guys should start a consulting business.
Honestly.
No,
like,
that's what we try to do. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, that's what we try to do. Like, every event that we do, like, we're able to be a part of, or even not an event, we see a vendor there, we try to inform them. Like, I try to give them numbers, contacts, anything that I can get a hold of for them, or even go with them so they can get the proper paperwork. Because sometimes that one paperwork you mess up on, that's it. You have to do it all over again.
So they inspired you to go do it yourself. Tell us your experience with getting a permit.
Well, like I said, we were setting up, as you can see, we were just setting up. We really didn't know what permits to get at the time, or... We were just trying to follow what we thought was the right way to do it. But then we met Perez, and then they were like, no, these are the permits you have to get. And we went down.
Did you have any problems before that?
Before that, we never really had too many issues. Just because where we're at, it's just pretty lonely. There's not really much to eat there anyway, so people will not want to.
Well,
really...
they've been really cracking down lately. So
definitely. Yeah. Well, but thanks to Perez, like I said, we were able to get our permits. What the city asked for, like, we saw, it was just really just basic things, really, though. Like, things on the, like, a tarp on the floor is, I can see why they would want a tarp on the floor.
Because it leaves the black stains.
Yeah.
Yeah, grease gets everywhere.
Exactly. So
and then, like, what I saw on what happened on Highland, I actually walked down there. I was like,
there's the street's black.
Wasn't just the trash left behind by customers. This was actually grease that stained the sidewalks and stuff. Those are our sidewalks, team. Everyone's
exactly.
here.
Yeah. No, right? Most definitely.
We pay to have those cleaned. We pay to have those put in and all that stuff. So to leave it like there, to me, it was a bit disrespectful.
Yeah.
So to have that tarp there does help. Right?
Yeah. Nettings, like you said, nettings, a sink to
so
wash your hands.
So you don't have a fly come in there and throw up on your food. That's good, right?
Oh, yeah.
So everything cold, proper temperatures.
So you don't get sick, right? So the first time I got sick was at a street taco place in Mexico. And let me tell you, you don't know what you end up put down. It's not a fun experience at all. You're going to die.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I got sick at Jack in the Box. Food poisoning. And it was just...
It's the worst.
Anything,
So you want to try to at least be prepared to try to stop those things from happening and keep your food at a certain temperature. What temperature did they keep the cold food? Is it 70 degrees?
It's in the 60s. 60s, 60s. Yeah, yeah.
And then the hot food has to be
cooked to a certain, depending on what you're cooking, you got to know what meat you're cooking and what temperature it has to be cooked at. Mm-hmm. So like ground beef can be cooked at like 165 or something, just because it's beef, you know, some people like it red and stuff like, but like stuff like chicken, you got to cook it to a higher temperature to make sure. And these are all stuff that you learn as you get your permits, because they make you get your food handlers, they make you get
I took the manager's food handlers course.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's all
like, it's things not that hard. Learn. You know, like, I think I got almost 100% at the end, and like it actually was fun because you get to network and meet a bunch of people.
And not just that, but you learn like and then you go to restaurants where you're like, whoa, they're not even doing half the stuff. Like I've gone to those places where I'm like, oh. I know you're not supposed to do it like that. You're supposed to change your gloves when you do that. But, you know, it's okay. It's just certain rules that they make you learn, and it's good that they make you do that. And, like, I'm glad Perez is able to inform us, because at the same time, we try to inform every vendor that we meet as well. Like, hey, make sure you try to get all your proper paperwork, guide them the right direction on where to do it.
So I received this message today. Let me pull it up right here right now. And I'll read it to you what it says. So basically, here it says, hey Rob, I was trying to comment on this because I have a lot of respect for you, but it's not fair to interview two vendors that have had it well for themselves and not interview vendors that have actually had trouble with the law or city officials in regards to street vending. Like I said, I have a lot of love for you and the things you do for SV and its people. It's just my personal opinion, but I do know that you have hundreds of others who support you, regardless of which I also support you. What was just saying, as far as the public knows, Chubbsy's and Perez family have not had any issues with street vending. They have had nothing but success in the past couple of months. And then I just responded, I did in the past have unlicensed vendors on, and we spoke about their situation. This was about 3 years ago. This time, it's about how these two went from being unlicensed to becoming legit. Maybe your friends will learn how to do it. So, like, I just wanted to share with you, like, so there is a perception out there, like, like, you guys are kind of on the other side now because you went legit, but join them, team. Join them now.
Well, any questions, they can always feel free to message us and we can help. It's not an issue, you know. I don't mind helping. Text me at any time. Message me at any time. I'll give you any information you need, even if you need me to go with you to help you. I don't mind it. You know, it's not hard. I mean, they need to understand, we were there too. We went through all this too. It was nothing easy for us as of today, because we have permits. Doesn't change who we are. Doesn't change anything we're doing today.
It doesn't change how good your food is either, right?
Pretty much, pretty much. Which we still want to take that title.
Yeah. there was a problem back in the day with street vending about 3 years ago. There was some other issue, like a vendor got his food all dumped out and like it got to a big deal. And some people did come into the city meeting at that time and made their voices heard, but then they disappeared again, right? The city did a few things to help explain the process a little better, but I think more could be done. So do you guys have any ideas? Or like, what else could the city do to make the process easier for people who want to be legit?
Man, there's so much they can do right now. Like, what's so hard right now is just getting the permits. It's pretty pricey.
Make that process easier.
Make it in payments. Yeah. Make it easy for them. Like, hey, you know what? Break it down. I think that makes it a little bit more easier for new vendors that are coming in and they don't know what they're doing. Break it down. Give them a time frame where they can do this and pay half. You know, do the other half of the following month. Whatever is more convenient. Right now, everything in full. We're in a pandemic. Nobody can afford anything. Everything's high.
I often mention, like, to be equitable, why not create a fund for first-time business owners that want to start.
Yeah.
You do have to fill out paperwork for it, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe say that halfway, you know, in 6 months, you'll pay this much. Maybe the next time you get your permit, maybe halfway. So you let the business get started, because any kind of business usually isn't really legit until 5 years. I mean legit by saying making a profit and being able to support yourselves, right? Usually takes about 5 years, right? And a lot of businesses don't make it that long. So at least we should, you know, help the businesses out to that point.
and it'd be cool. And then the other thing is like getting on them for equipment. Well, how come the city, well, maybe we can buy a bunch of equipment and have it there. And like if you decide to do an event, then you know, you pay for your permit, you get a sink. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, it's the same thing as giving them a ticket and having to pay. The money's still going into our coffers, right? So like find other ways that we can help these new starts, help them out. And then take it to the next level. Help you guys get into a brick and mortar. Right? Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool to have your own brick and mortar eventually? I mean, rents are so sky high, outrageous, and like it's almost impossible. But if there was like a fund, maybe you did free branding for 5 years and kept your permit going for 5 years, mm-hmm. then they help you get into a business, and then you have a San Bernardino business to grow, mm-hmm. right? In a brick and mortar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that comes with all these extra fees that the city can make some money on, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Any other ideas? Do you have any ideas that you could help these?
I mean, there's a lot of street vendors. A lot. San Bernardino has a lot. And I think just from not providing them the right information, a lot of them don't get their permits.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They don't. I think if they were to help them a little more, like, hey, this is the way, or guide, or just hold maybe even a workshop or something once a month. Yes. Just be like, hey, we're inviting all the vendors that need information on how to get their license and stuff. They would be able to generate more growth from all the licenses that they would get, because there's a lot of vendors that want.
My idea was, and I made sure and told this to the council, I don't know if they listen, but was a free enterprise zone. You pick a spot where you can go in, and at that spot in the beginning, there is a person with a day permit, a person there from the county with a food permit. Mm-hmm. A person there that sells insurance, right?
Yes.
So you show them how to do that. Maybe even have coupons for the first time you do it. Then they can learn the process by someone being right there. Now, they wouldn't have it for the full year or have those things, but if they want, they could go there the next day and do that again, or the next weekend. Maybe you could have it on weekend events. And then once people do it, they realize, well, that ain't that bad. And then they could also get the paperwork for the next time, or to do it for a year.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah.
But we have to, like, people need to speak up. All you vendors there that are sending me messages like that, that are kind of accusing instead of, like, asking for help, right?
Yeah.
The thing is sometimes I feel, and you can get mad at me for this, that greed has a part of this too. Because it costs money to do these things, mm-hmm. and they want the money for themselves, right?
Yeah.
And that same thing is what's driving brick and mortar businesses to be mad at the street vendors, because they have to pay for all these things no matter what, or they don't get to sell food at all. They'll shut their place down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of not fair. So like maybe it's time to like realize. I know, like, okay, so back in the cannabis days. When we first had the cannabis dispensary, nobody had a license. It was a free-for-all. Everybody was raking in big dough, including gangsters and some people who probably shouldn't have been making a lot of money, mm-hmm. right? But then we got the permit process working. And then, it's not perfect, and there's a lot of problems. And me and Jason can go into that later, all the different problems with it, but San Bernardino has collected about $3 million from this permit and taxes that come from legitimate dispensaries. Now these people don't have to worry about getting arrested and thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So like that's a whole other aspect. It takes away the anxiety if you get a permit. Mm-hmm. From vending. So you're not like having to hide on the corner, right? Yeah. Or in the back of a building. You can be out at a city event with everybody there and like doing all the advertising. Put your name out there. What was that, Jason?
Put your name out there too and establish a brand.
Yeah, establishing a brand is very important. So that's what I got to say about the permits and everything, team. I hope you take our advice willingly. But the next thing I'm moving into is branding, right? So. Like, let me tell you, I like Perez Street. It's a great name, you know, very good for San Bernardino. But something about a Chubbsy Smash Burger. I got my mom saying Chubbsy's, man. Like, when I think about Chubbsy's, I think about my belly, you know? So we'll start with Jason. What do you do to brand for your business, Wax Skateboards?
Pretty much branding. You just want to make it appeal to people the same way that your food is, because your food is so good. You want it. You want to have the same reaction with the logo and all your branding as well. Because once you have that together with the actual quality of the food being so good, it just makes everything complete. You know what I'm saying?
And you do branding, right?
Yeah, I do branding. I do stickers. I do consultations for other brands and stuff that want to put their stuff together. I mainly deal with a lot of cannabis brands, but also do food brands and stuff like that.
And he does all I Love San Bernardino stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I Love San Bernardino. Make sure to go on their website and get their wax skateboards. I Love San Bernardino collab shirt.
Yeah, that's dope. And Jason's a good guy. If you guys ever need help with branding and stuff like that, this is a man, does a printing, does a shirt, does all that stuff. I love your logo for Perez Street. Can you tell me a little bit how'd you, it's your last name, right?
Actually, no.
No, it's actually
the...
Our Family Street Food.
Yeah, Family Street Food.
That's I eat Family Street
Food. The only reason is Perez Street on Facebook, because I guess you have to have a... I didn't know how to do it into a business, so it wasn't allowing me to put Family Street Food.
Okay.
So I just went Perez Street.
So Family Street Food,
Family
right?
Street
yes.
Food.
And you definitely have a big family, too.
Yeah.
So how'd you come up with that name, and do you do shirts or...
We actually have shirts, and we have stickers. The name came from, we're a big family, and when you come to our spot, we want you to make you feel like that. Even if we're in the street, we want you to make you feel good that, you know, you're coming, you're welcome, we're a family here. So, that's where the name came from. And one thing I was going to say is, it's all about promoting. You got to promote yourself, because then nobody's going to do it for you.
Yes.
The more you promote yourself, the more you get out there.
Well, I'll do it for you, because it's good food. I mean.
And for all those street vendors that, you know, are hating, they have to do the same. Because I see a lot of them that work at this one spot that they have right now, Tacolandia.
Mm-hmm.
They all work there. But none of their accounts are getting higher, except for Tacolandia. Yes. Tacolandia is not a street vendor. He's just the promoter, the organizer.
The promoter. Yeah.
So why is he at 10K and all his other vendors are at 200 people to 100 people, because they don't promote themselves.
They're not using social media.
Yeah,
the right way.
And well, I've been doing that since the beginning of started.
Yeah,
I remember.
It's been about 3 years. You've been coming on I Love San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Approve.
You guys showed us so much love. The first thing I do is, let me put this, I Love San Bernardino.
Because we're community. We should be all helping each other, not making money off of them.
That's exactly how we feel.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that place is actually making a lot of money out of all those vendors, but he's the only one that's growing. And he could do whatever he wants, basically.
He can inform his vendors there. Because a lot of vendors there weren't informed about getting a permit. So he promised them permits. And that didn't happen. So a lot of them they felt hopeless. They didn't know where to go. They had big, big tickets that they have to deal with now. And here they are again, from the start again. Now they have to rebuild again. Now they have to start all over again. And this is where we all could come together as a community and put that out there. Hey, if you need help, ask. We're here. Let's help you. If that person's not going to do it for you, another person will.
I'm guilty, but like, there's a reason. I do help unlicensed street vendors on I Love San Bernardino. It isn't my job to pick who has a license and who doesn't.
Yeah.
But it is my opportunity to explain to everybody that there is benefits to going legit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anxiety is the first one to go the way, right?
That's the problem, too. A lot of people get scared, like, that's too much money. You're going to make it back. I promise you, you're going to make all that back. So whatever you put in that, you're going to double it.
Especially if you got some good food, and you know you got good food, right?
Yeah.
So
Be confident.
I'm still going to let Tacolandia put their posts on there. Maybe you won't after this show. You never know. But, like, I really want the community to have a chance. And maybe they needed to do a few illegal times to get enough money to buy the permit. Mm-hmm. But that definitely should be on your mind, because it's kind of like speeding. You can only speed so many times, right, before the lights show up behind you, and you're like, dang, no, I got to go to driving school and all this stuff, right? So it's good to go legit. It is good. For Chubbsy Smashburger, like, I love your sticker. I love your branding. So how did you come up with all this stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we first started with Papa Joe's. Papa Joe's, and then our Instagram got hacked or something. Oh. And then we had to restart again, so we started with, we're like, well, you want to talk about Chubsy Wubsy?
Well, we had a friend named that we used to call Chubsy. We used to call him Chubsy, and then he left.
I think we all have a friend like
that. Yeah, yes, exactly. One night we were just like, I said Chubsy. I was like, Chubsy Smashburger. I like names that are just quick.
Was cannabis involved in this decision? Or?
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Most of my great ideas do come through those. but yeah, we just came up with the name and came up with the colors. And like Perez says, it really is about branding yourself and marketing and taking advantage of the free advertising you get to do. Because Facebook is free. Instagram is free. They don't charge you to make stories and do posts every day. And if you go on TV, you're going to see a McDonald's commercial 10 times.
Yeah.
So there should be no reason why you're not doing a post or a story 10 times a day.
Yes, even if it's the same thing I tell people, keep posting.
Reposting. It'll sooner or later, it's just going to pop up on the algorithm and people will start watching your story more and more until you just get the viewers that you want.
Then it's Thursday. I need me a Smashburger, right?
On Instagram. That's why they're promotion.
And the fact that they put the days that you're there and where you're gonna be, that does help a lot.
It does.
Right?
It does.
Yeah. But, so I was gonna tell you that too. Like maybe once you know where you're going, put that there.
Well, it's hard for us because we were with setting up where he was at, Chubbs. And I always called you Chubbs. I don't even call you by name. I go, hey, Chubbs, where you at? I always call you that. But, yeah, we were setting up over there. But what got hard for us is we have too many events. And we do a lot of car lowrider shows, events. So
I think that's where I must have seen you first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lowrider
event over at La Placita, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been a lot of
so,
events.
So with that being said, it's like people see us everywhere. Like, this Thursday, we're going to be at Pierce Hill Park again. Then Friday, they want us to do an event. What that place at that meeting?
I'm not really sure what the name is. But
Then
why I'm telling you to write them down?
This is the reason why you need your permits. Because on Saturday, I'm doing an event for that rapper, Sad Boy Loco.
Okay.
So that's what comes with the benefits of getting your permits. Yes.
And everyone would be blazing and hungry for some taco.
You're going to sell out. Yeah.
But just by setting up at one permitted event, you get people hitting you up like, oh, I seen you at that permitted event.
Yeah.
You have your permits.
Yep.
And then you can set up over here too. And it really does, you said, it does come in handy. Like
Networking. Yep.
So who came up with your logo for the Chubsy Smashburger?
I did.
Did you draw it?
Well, we did together. We worked with an artist, and we told him, hey, this is kind of what we wanted, and he just hooked it up the way we wanted. It kind of looks like our friend, really.
I thought it was me at first.
So the last thing we have a little bit, about 7 minutes. I want to go over your food and the different things on your menu. And we'll start with family street food.
What we have in our menu is actually
a long list,
yeah, because we accommodate whatever you're looking for, because it's not just tacos. We have pozole, we have birria, we have caldo de res, whatever
quesadillas,
whatever you want us to go out there and sell, we'll do it, you know?
Yeah, but except for burgers. What we're mainly
doing is
our birria.
How do you make sure you have enough, you don't really want to sell out, do you?
So you will never know.
Yeah,
that's
the
thing. You will never know if you're going to sell out or you are.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. We always got to come prepared no matter what. One time we made a mistake, we didn't come prepared. And within an hour, gone.
And then you feel good that you sold out, but then you miss, it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
right?
Because you have all these people, oh, you guys are done?
But see,
and there's like 10 more.
You made me cry the other day, man.
Yeah, but then it makes people want to come back to us. That's the good thing.
Yeah,
you know, they'll
be
like, where's your next event? And then we'll let them know, follow us on our Instagram, follow us on our Facebook. That's how you'll know where we're going to be at, because we never know.
So how do they do that? What's your Instagram?
Our Instagram is IE Family Street Food, and our Facebook is Perez Street, and we have a TikTok. She has her TikTok.
Your
TikTok. Oh, okay. My TikTok, Henry Perez. Mm-hmm. But then I just started a new one. It's Family Street Food.
Okay.
The reason for that is because I do promote a lot of pop-ups, pops and like little businesses that open up. So I do a video and I promote them.
Well, that's good of you. You know, just passing it forward, right?
Yeah. Yes. And for some reason, the whole videos with the whole street vendors, people send them to me. So I post them up on my TikTok.
Oh, right.
And people are harassing me now. Oh, they're reporting the video because I'm over here supposedly harassing and bullying. So my videos are getting reports. So that account's about to get banned from TikTok because they don't want me promoting what I see. Like, that's messed
What's
up.
Really
what they
going
do.
On.
Yeah, with the street vendors. Either they're getting robbed, they're getting messed by the law, or they don't have this, they don't have... But something's always going on, so I post it up, and it's getting reported every time.
So you just gotta keep doing it.
Yeah.
I know, like, I actually... Sometimes you have to follow the rules. That's why I Love San Bernardino group used to be at 80,000. And then, like, I went on vacation. I came back, and that thing was deleted, man. All that work. I wanted to cry. But you know what? I built it back better, and I'm at 46,000 now.
Right.
And I bring everybody together. It don't matter what you're talking about. You can talk about dinosaurs. I don't care.
Honestly, that's the first place for news for me.
Something
happens in San Bernardino, I'm like, well, let me check out San Bernardino, see if anyone's talking about it.
Yeah, even the other crews, like Everything San Bernardino. Remember, they post on there too, right?
No, yeah.
So I don't mind that. I want his, you know, I have even copycats that made I Love San Bernardino's, right? I want that. I want everyone to help the community as much as possible. And, you know, the greatest form of flattery is that someone who copies you, right? I don't own the love of San Bernardino. I just want everything to be good for everybody. And, you know, even the bad things. I want people to be informed. And that's where all that comes in. So what do you guys got for I haven't heard about, you know, you haven't mentioned your tater tots yet. So, they're world famous by now.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. What you want to know?
Tell me what's on your menu. What do you guys got going on?
Well, we got smash burgers, singles, doubles, our famous Wubzinator, triple the meat, triple the cheese. Some say triple the taste. Tater tots, fries, level ones, level twos, level threes.
Well, wait about the wait. Go back to those tater tots, man. These things are crunchy.
Oh yeah.
You want to eat. You know, you want to get more than one order. That's for sure.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Well, we try to keep our menu really simple. To honestly, just single cheeseburgers, doubles, and we try to add like secret menu burgers that only a cut. Like, unless you really go there and watch our stories, you really don't know. But most of our Wubzy fries are really popular, whether you like tater tots or french fries. And it's pretty much our version of animal-style fries. We love In-N-Out as well. It's one of our favorites. So we try to, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery. So we do grilled onion, cheese, and our blend of our house sauce that we make, which is Wubzy sauce.
Ask for extra, man.
Yeah.
In-N-Out don't put an egg on it for you, though. In-N-Out won't do what these guys will do for you. You know what I mean? You go over there, they take care of you every time. You upgrade it however you want. The bun, the sauce, they always take care of you. You know what I mean? Like, every single burger that I've gotten from them, I've never had an issue with. Ever. And I'm talking about egg on it. It's messy, dripping through your hands, but you don't care. You're going to town.
You're
you know
like,
I mean?
I need 10 napkins.
Yeah, you're in bliss, man.
All right. Before we're about to end the show here, we got 2 minutes. So just real quick, I want you all to throw out your how to get a hold of you again. Go ahead, Jason.
You guys can hit me up on Instagram on Wax Skateboards. And also, make sure to join the I Love San Bernardino Facebook group so that you can vote for the best of the showcase, food showcase. And then also, check out Sesh House Pernia, too.
You can follow us on Facebook with Perez Street, Instagram, IE Family Street Food, or TikTok, Family Street Food.
And us, it's Chubzy Smashburgers, Chubzies, and then Smashburgers, either Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook.
And of course, you can find all of them on I Love San Bernardino exclamation points group, or just follow Robert Porter and ask me and message me, and I'll send you all the information you need. And also, don't forget San Bernardino Skateboarding, the group that Jason runs for skateboarders out there. I want to thank you all for coming on and making an incredible show. I want to thank your family for being really good back there. And I want to thank our engineer, Eric, the man. Thank you very much. And this is Robert Porter with the I Love San Bernardino County Radio Show. And we are at it!
Linda, 10:50 a.m., 106.